You're asking them questions. They need to sell you.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Covered this extensively. As a matter of fact, let me tell you precisely where it's at if you're part of our family here. In the 11 Days Challenge, let me tell you exactly where it's at. It's called the 11-Point Checklist and Property Analysis, okay? This is essentially a spreadsheet that you want to have in front of you. You can actually open it to your phone and ask people questions. You can write it down. You can print it out, right? And these are the questions you want to ask any leads that's been generated. But I'm going to give you like an overview of it and what's in it, but not go into too much details, okay? But kind of give you an idea of what you're looking to achieve when you're talking to a motivated seller. What is a motivated seller? A person that said, yeah, I do have this piece of crap, I need to get rid of, right? Not a person that says, oh yeah, but the house is pretty. It's so pretty. Yeah, I know so many people that can buy this from me right now. What's your offer? Once you start hearing things like that, tell them like, you know what? I may have to refer you to somebody that can get you the most amount of money for the property. That sounds like what you're looking for, right? If they say yes, all right, great. I'm going to have my agent contact you. And I'll follow up with you in another month or so. Keep it moving. You should have too many leads in your pipeline to be dealing with people that are not motivated. So you will generate, if you know how to generate leads, some of your leads are not going to be motivated. That means they don't want to sell that bad and they think they have a gem, or they actually do have a gem. If they have a beautiful house in their hands, let them get, it's actually your duty to help them get the most amount of money they can get for it. By the way, a lot of them are still going to end up on your lap as a deal because they couldn't sell it. Because if they could sell it, chances are they wouldn't be calling you or trying to talk to you, okay? So just focus on numbers. Numbers game, generating leads. Learn how to generate leads on autopilot. Learn how to generate leads in your sleep. And then you're in business. You don't have to have anxiety about this business once you learn how to have a pipeline of leads coming into your business from time to time. That's what we cover in 11 Days Challenge, in 11 Days Challenge to Facebook. That's what we cover. We don't want you to waste time convincing people to do business with you, okay? We don't want you to waste time convincing people to do business with you. Most people are going to, they would have been sold on doing business with you before they actually get to talking to you, okay? A lot of the selling started long before you're talking to them, okay? They made up their mind. They either want to work with you or they don't want to work with you. So don't stress so much on that. Keep it simple to consulting. You're consulting with these people. You're consulting with them. You're not trying to sell them. You're asking them questions. They need to sell you on the idea of you buying their house or somebody in your network buying their house. It's the other way around. Okay, not the way, like if you think of it as this person is going to be my life, it's going to be my first deal, they can tell, okay? And they will eat you up and spit you out. You're going to look like a predator, and it's not good, okay? So the first thing you want to make sure of is make sure you're talking to the right person, okay? How do you make sure you're talking to the right person? If it's a text message, I just send John ? Okay, all right. I do that not only for prospects, we do that for customers. We want to make sure we're talking to the right person first, okay? That's the first question, okay? And believe it or not, that one simple question, which is Mary? It kind of lowers the wall. It brings down the wall a little bit. Like, this person knows me. Like, who is this? You're going to get, who is this? You're going to get things like, yes, right? Good. And then you go on to the next question. I'm reaching out to you about 123 Main Street. And I was wondering if you're open to selling it. Can you sell me your house? Keep it simple. What language would you use in your dialect, in where you're coming from, in the way you speak English, right? You see, I have an accent, right? And the way I speak is what I'm going to say. How would you say that? How would you verify if this is the right address, if this person actually owns this property? And then you're going to, sometimes, if you do enough of this, you're going to find out sometimes people will be like, no, that's not my property. Are you an investor? Actually, I have this other property. And then you'll pick up deals just because you're creating outreach, right? Marketing, you're marketing. That's stage number two. You're doing that heavy, right? You're doing that heavy, but because you're doing that so much, it's even the wrong property, but you just generated the lead, okay? So it's a numbers game. And everything you need to focus on for the most part is a stage one, two, three, okay? And you need to figure out where you're getting stuck in these stages before you worry about four and five, which is where most people worry about. Most people worry about the money, they worry about contracts, right? But you need to learn how to do one, two, three properly, because if you do that right, and you know, you could do everything wrong on four and five, you're still gonna make money, okay? All right. So that's that. So the next question is, very, very important. I just keep it simple. Say, tell me the story. What's going on with the property? Keep it simple. Keep it super simple. This is what you would do on any regular day before you stumbled into wholesaling and investing. You would want to know about the property. Tell me about the property. You don't have to say the exact words, tell me the story, but to that effect, right? Tell me about the property, what's going on, and relax. You're not in a rush. They can't rush you. You're the king, you're the queen, okay? You're the boss, you're the consultant. You're the one that's interviewing them to see if you want their property, because there are literally over 100 million properties you can buy from, okay? And you're never in a rush, because this is a numbers game. You're gonna do, you can do it all around the nation, so you're not stuck in your nation, in your state. You're not stuck in your county. You can do this anywhere in the nation, right? So tell me the story, what's going on with the property is the next question. If they say yes, they're open. Even if they say yes, what's your offer? Oh, yeah, I'll get you an offer, I'll get you a written offer. So tell me the story, what's going on with the property, all right? And then, here's another one. Why do you need to sell? How soon do you need to sell? Those two questions need to be answered, okay? This is how you gauge their motivation level. If they can't answer this question, if they tell you this is none of your business, right? If they tell you this is none of your business, that's a problem. Well, not really. That's a problem for them, okay? Because remember, you're never in a rush. Remember, you're never in a rush, right? So that's a problem for them, okay? That's not a problem for you, okay? Why do you need to sell? Well, that's none of your business. Oh, okay, you're absolutely right. But tell me, how soon do you need to sell? So you don't have to take it personally. Don't take it personally. Just relax. You don't have to rush to the next question. Relax, your posture matters, okay? Take a deep breath multiple times, as much as you need, because you need to not be anxious when you're talking to these people. They need to be anxious. You know how to take breaks, like awkward silences on the phone that makes them uncomfortable. When they're uncomfortable, that means they have anxiety. That's the position you want to be in, all right? Because at least they're still on the phone with you, right? Okay, good. Then obviously you want to know the condition of the property. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the condition of the property? Keep it simple. On a scale of low, high, level, medium, what's the condition of the property? It's in a pretty bad shape. So you're saying highly, it needs a lot of repairs. Yes. Okay. So if that's in New Jersey, we're talking $75,000 to $100,000 of work. Plus, that's subject to inspection. But keep it simple. Okay. Property structure, you want to ask questions like, so tell me, the bathrooms are upstairs. How many bathrooms, how many bedrooms? Do you have a basement? Okay, do you have a sewage on the property? What about well, water well? Things like that, right? Whatever is peculiar in the location you're targeting. By the way, you can do this wrong, okay? You may have other questions later on. You can call them back. You can send them a text message and say, hey, by the way, what's going on with that property? Remember, you're the boss in this situation. You're the consultant. You're the one that's going to help them. And all of this is fact-finding and looking for ways that you can help them. And if you can't find a way to help them, you can't do a deal, okay? And it doesn't matter, because you have tons of leads coming in your pipeline every day, because you learn the skills of marketing, especially digital marketing in a digital age, and you have leads always coming into your business. 11 days challenge is how you do that, okay? I can't teach you how to do that here. There's no other video that will teach you that. The only thing they'll tell you is to go drive for dollars, okay? And you and I know that. How do you know that's not gonna work? Because they don't do it themselves. So that's not gonna work, okay? At least until you quit on yourself, okay? Like I said earlier, I meant it when I said all marketing strategies work. The question is that, are you gonna keep working until it works, or you're gonna get frustrated out of the business, okay? And then last but not least, you want to make sure you know what the property finances are. So tell me, what do you think the property is worth? What do you think the property is? You're being human. You're not being a robot, right? You're not being extremely technical, right? Yes. What do you think the property is worth? Oh, do you have any lien against the property, like tax liens, mortgages? You say that first, and you say, what, how much, right? If you say, how much mortgage do you own against the property? And they go, that's none of your business. You just want to buy the property, right? You're right. That's none of my business. Okay. But again, like I said here, tell them I need to know, like, what about rental? Okay. How much is the property renting for? I just wanted to see what the potentials are for me, because we have multiple strategies that we can use to help you get rid of this property and see what they say at that point. Help me get rid of the property. I don't need to get rid of the property. And it's like, oh, okay. So that, to me, it sounds like you just want to make the most money you can make from the property. Again, you're focused on what they want 100% of the time. Yes, absolutely. So what do you think the property is worth? Okay, so I think it's worth 330. And you're looking at your tool, and your tool says the property is worth 250, right? You say, okay, all right, that's fair. You know why? Because that's actually fair. That means they're not desperate, right? And you say, all right, let me get you somebody that can help you get the most amount of money for this property, and I'll follow up with you in like a month. How's that? You're helping them. You're focused on helping them. You're consulting with them, okay? You're not anxious. You're not, like, all of that. It's, like, it's none of your business, in reality, if they sell or not. But it becomes your business when it comes to, is it a good deal or is it a bad deal, right? And by the time you ask those questions, you can say, okay, let me get back to you and with an offer. I'm going to send you, okay, can you confirm the email address where I can send you an offer? Keep your offers written, because the written offer becomes a marketing tool in this people's email addresses, on their desk and things like that, or in their phone. It will, if they're the right people, because keep in mind, you can't say the right thing to the wrong people, and you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. If it's the right people, they'll come back to you. Okay. They'll be running after you, asking you to, can we do the contract now? You'd be like, you know what? It's been like 3 months. Can we reevaluate the property? I need to know if it's still a deal, because remember, this is your business. All right.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.